The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news and what to make of it all. This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We have here is clear evidence of coordination between Twitter, Google, and Facebook. This is both totally unacceptable and totally predictable.
The safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving this year is at home with the people you live with and through virtual celebrations.
At least Gavin Newsom didn't follow the lead of Nancy Pelosi and blame the restaurant. He didn't accuse the maitre d' of setting him up as part of a conspiracy among the famously right-wing restaurant community in Napa.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I've always had a credo in life. There are two types of people. People who get it and people who don't. I'm actually always amazed at the people who don't get it. People who are the smart kids, who think they understand the country, understand issues. There's something that a lot of people don't seem to understand. The majority of Americans are having a really difficult time accepting the legitimacy of the election. Now, this is very specific. It's not that we're unhappy with the election. It's not that it's that we don't know. Look at what happened in Wayne County, Michigan. Have you followed this? Two Republicans on the board of canvassers, these are the people that have to certify the election there, believe that it stinks to high heaven. All kinds of questions are being raised about the 2020 election. And so to dig in and say, well, Biden's the president, it's all over, you crazy conspiracy theorists can go away. Well, there must be a lot of crazy conspiracy theorists in America, because that's all I'm hearing from, are people who are doubting the legitimacy of the election. And the anti-Trump world doesn't like this because they just want us to pipe down. And the alliance is pretty bizarre. Kayleigh McEnany made a great point on Sean Hannity's show last night about the reason Trump is pushing. One of the outcomes will be, regardless of court decisions, regardless of the recounts, we're having a focus now on an election shenanigans, the likes of which we've never had. And as Kayleigh McEnany pointed out, the reason for recounts, the reason for challenging, is not only this election, but for every election going forward.
We filed this recount, the recount petition, and in it, we allege that we need to see the absentee voter applications because it's an important aspect of Wisconsin law, and they weren't doing these applications. They were just giving people ballots. And as we speak right now, you have the election board trying to change the way the recount laws work to make sure that we're not able to count those applications for absentee ballots because they see just how strong this petition is. We'll see how they vote. It will probably come down during your program.
Now, you know, I don't know how this is going to go, but I do know that Americans are disgusted with millions and millions of mail-in ballots and dropped off. And, you know, the whole purpose of voter ID laws has been to make sure that somebody is who they say they are when they vote. So if you're in favor of voter ID laws, you can't possibly accept that 80, 90, 100 million ballots, whatever it is, are mailed in. How would you ever know who that is? We all know that instinctively. And when the president lost, supposedly, by razor-thin margins in all of these counties and districts and states where Republicans won, Joe Biden got 10 million more votes than Obama. People aren't buying what they're selling. Even Trevor Noah, a late night comic who is absolutely anti-Trump and anti-conservative, even he has his suspicions.
But here's the truth. Whether you agree with Donald Trump or not, you can't deny that discovering thousands of votes weren't counted will definitely make some people doubt the validity of an election, especially if your side lost. I mean, imagine if after Hillary's loss, people found out that Wisconsin didn't count thousands of votes. Liberal Twitter would have lost its mind. So don't be surprised that the MAGAverse is doing it now. And yes, yes, Donald Trump made up these voter fraud claims. I don't deny that. But uncounted ballots, for Joe Biden as well, by the way, and Trump, make Trump look right.
Uh-oh. That couldn't have played well with his Hollywood friends. That couldn't go over well. He is right, you know. When you're discovering thousands of votes weeks after the election, but the needle isn't moving, the whole thing stinks to high heaven. So what happens to a pair of Republicans who are on the Wayne County, Michigan canvassing board? What happens to them when they say something's wrong here? Something, we're not willing to certify this election. And so they said, we're not going to vote to certify. There was a Zoom call where all of these other certifiers went after these two people during their Zoom call meeting. The thing about a Zoom call is sometimes they get recorded. This one did, so now the whole world can see how these two Republicans were just blasted for daring to say this election seems really suspect in Wayne County, Michigan.
Your grandchildren are going to think of you like Bull Connor or George Wallace.
Shame on you for leading to this level of corruption. You have disavowed your right to even sit in the seats that you occupy. You are a disgrace.
Tonight, it is as though the 15th Amendment was never passed.
It was then disingenuous to assert that this is anything other than two members using their positions to cast doubt both on the votes of African-American voters and the work of those who counted them.
Because what the both of you are doing right now is adding to systemic racism.
Wow. So they, I guess, felt coerced after being called racists to vote yes. Now they're attempting to rescind that and walk it back. All because they had serious questions about process flaws and the election integrity in Wayne County, Michigan, a pivotal state for this election. Now, earlier today, I challenged Ed Morrissey, who's a friend of mine, senior editor at Hot Air, because Ed characterized these two Republicans in Wayne County, Michigan, as making fools of themselves. It's all decided. This is ridiculous. It's their attempt for jury nullification. And I like Ed, and he is a friend of mine. I wanted to challenge him because I think sometimes, or maybe many times, people on the right side of an issue fail to see what people are really trying to say. And that is that we do doubt the legitimacy of the election. There have been thousands of ballots found in Georgia. There have been ballots found in Wisconsin. Ballots. There's something wrong here, and we all know it. If you disagree with me, but you favor voter ID laws, can you explain that contradiction? And I want to play for you my chat with Ed because it's important. I want you to hear his argument and mine because, frankly, when a conservative writer like that goes after Republicans in Wayne County, Michigan, and sort of, demeans them, isn't that sort of contributing to the leftist mob that tried to shut these two Republicans down in the first place? Your chance to hear my conversation with Ed Morrissey coming up at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, I hope you join us. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. So glad you could join us for a Thursday, November 19th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show right here in the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Want a great movie that will change your life? Go to SalemNow.com for some of the most compelling documentaries and movies available anywhere. SalemNow.com. And use the promo code MikeG to get a big discount.
There was conspiracy, excuse me, I don't think there was fraud committed, but there was a conspiracy to overwhelm the election system so that any results that were produced could be clouded up and confused.
Hi, Mike. I love your show. Trump's team should sue to get out the ballots, the ones that are only for Joe Biden, to test the oval to see if it was done by a pen marker or automated printer. I think that's where they're going to find the fraud.
Well, the fight is still intense, and I want to share with you, I always want you to know about reasons not to get so down and so despondent that you think there's no upside at all or there's no silver lining. That's just not true. That's not true about life. That's not true about anything. Jonah Gottschalk over at The Federalist writes about the five reasons Democrats are in trouble with voters until at least 2030, 10 years. Republicans have good reason to be optimistic about the next 10 years. He writes, while the chaotic presidential race has been its own beast, Republicans had what should have been an impossibly good night in November 2020, according to corporate media pollsters. Senate Republicans knocked out a wave of overpaid and overhyped challengers. State legislative chambers and a governorship were taken. And the Democrat House majority was cut to the bone by a wave of red upsets, which incidentally is another reason why a lot of people don't believe the legitimacy of the presidential outcome. There were tons of red upsets. There were tons of Republicans winning that shouldn't have won. He says it's not a fluke. Through poor strategy, radical politics, and an extraordinary amount of hubris, Democrats have set up a series of problems for themselves that will not be resolved by 2022, have the potential to cripple the left-wing enterprise for the next 10 years. He lists the five. Here are the five. Five of the biggest. The Senate isn't getting any better for Democrats. If Democrats can't take the Senate this year, which is again why Georgia is crucial, they aren't going to anytime soon. As the upper chamber is designed to give smaller states a say in governance, until now, both parties have listened to rural interests in their platforms. Today's Democrats, on the other hand, are virtually unprecedented in their failure to appeal to voters in sparsely populated regions. Number two, the Democrat Party is pulling apart at the seams. The party of unity is anything but, and it's going to hurt Democrats until the issue is resolved. Vitriolic spats have erupted across the Democratic interior as the party's surviving centrist wing and burgeoning socialist one trade barbs and blame over their 2020 failures. Number three, Republicans have a key advantage in the House for a decade. Democrats took a net loss of state legislative chambers and governors on November 3rd in a year they needed it more than any other. The set of legislators elected this cycle will be in charge of drawing up the districts determining the next 10 years of House races in the majority of states. Once again, Democrats did not perform well enough in most states to land this perk from themselves. Number four, high voter turnout did not unleash a blue tsunami. Sorry, Americans just don't secretly love the left. He says there's an enduring myth at the heart of the left-wing worldview that their ideas represent the will of the majority. The narrative is visible just about everywhere, from celebrity vote drives to endless media claims of suppression. Well, the 2020 election repudiates this Democrat dream. November 3rd saw the highest voter turnout in American history. As part of this, huge swaths of the country Donald Trump captured have been brought into Republican orbit. Of the 206 counties flipped in 2016, only 19 were won back by Joe Biden in 2020, he says. And finally, number five, minority voters are increasingly souring on the Democratic Party. Democrats could very well lose their grip on their most consistent voting bloc, just as they lost their hold on the working class vote in 2016. Great article. We're going to post it from the Federalist at MikeOnline.com. You can check that out. And the reason I challenged Ed Morrissey earlier today about calling these two Republicans in Wayne County, Michigan, fools, is because I just can't stand the mob. I just hate it when doxing and attacking and smearing people results in mob rule. Whether it's burning down a Wendy's or spitting at Trump supporters or shouting at people trying to have a meal. And the mob thinks it's winning in Wayne County, Michigan. And when I read Ed's column at Hot Air today, I thought, come on, Ed, aren't you contributing to the mob? My conversation with Ed Morrissey, challenging him on sort of minimizing the concerns millions of Americans have about the legitimacy of the election, that's coming up next. You're not going to want to miss it.
Mike Gallagher Show.
Think of a marquee official, a Nancy Pelosi, a Gavin Newsom, a Governor Whitmer. All of these people have violated their own edicts. They go to hairdressers, they put their kids in private school, they have go to restaurants, and so they're asking the public to obey edicts that they don't feel apply to themselves. And I'm afraid they're going to have massive civil disobedience.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I got the nicest email this morning from a listener who cannot believe how good the MyPillow is, and she ordered it for $29.98 because she said $69.98 was a little pricey. That's what's so cool about this pre-election special that we have brought back. I asked Mike Lindell if we could do it, and he did, and I'm so grateful because a lot of people are ordering a premium queen MyPillow, which is normally $69.98. Just $29.98. The pre-election special is back. This is a great opportunity for you to get everybody on your Christmas gift list taken care of. A premium queen is normally $69.98. We're knocking $40 off the pillow when you enter the promo code MikeG. I don't know how long this is going to last. I want you to jump on it because there's no limit. You can order as many as you want. I also want to mention the bathrobes, because now Mike has introduced the brand new MyPillow bathrobes. I'm a bathrobe kind of guy. I love big, comfy, thick, warm bathrobes. Well, they're normally $99.98. That's the purchase price. When you enter the promo code MikeG, just $69.99. We're knocking off $30, $69.99 for the most comfortable, comfy, relaxed fit bathrobe you're ever going to have. So use the promo code MikeG to order the bathrobe as well. Just go to MyPillow.com, find the Gallagher Lindell radio special little box there, the Mike Gallagher Radio Listener Special box. Be sure to click on that, and then when you place your order for the pillow, the premium MyPillow, $69.98, discounted to $29.98, as many as you want to buy. How's that for a Christmas present? Or the bathrobes, normally $99.99, just $69.99. You got to enter the promo code MikeG to get these offers. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034, like we love to say.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
All right, moments ago, the Trump campaign announced they are dropping a lawsuit challenging the voting results in Michigan, which show Biden narrowly carrying the battleground state. Rudy Giuliani, Trump's lawyer, said in a statement this morning, "We are withdrawing our lawsuit in Michigan." Giuliani said the result to rescind the lawsuit is the direct result of achieving the relief we sought to stop the election in Wayne County from being prematurely certified before residents can be assured that every legal vote has been counted and every illegal vote has not been counted. So they threw the Trump campaign is withdrawing the suit in Michigan. This has always been a really, really tough sled. We know it. It's been a long haul, and it is a very difficult mountain to climb. To me, the big picture question is, the legitimacy of the election? And are the irregularities that have been uncovered a symptom of a bigger problem? And for these two Wayne County canvassers to say, listen, we don't feel good about this, I wanted to challenge Ed Morrissey, who wrote at Hot Air that these two Republicans were basically making fools out of themselves. Here is my conversation with Ed, who, again, is a friend of mine, senior editor at Hot Air. Here's how it went. So, Ed, we've got these two Republicans in Wayne County, Michigan, and they are now wanting to rescind their yes vote to certify in the election. And as I understand it, their big picture position is something stinks here. This is not right. There's something we don't want to certify. I'm sure you saw the Zoom call where the other Democrats and the other, you know, politicians and canvassers in Wayne County just tore into these two people, calling them racists, calling them all kinds of names. They've been, you know, really, really eviscerated by the mob. And you write that Wayne County can't reverse the certification, but that won't stop the two Republicans on the board from making even bigger fools of themselves. You write that they are essentially going rogue, trying some nullification scheme. Ed, can you help us understand why you're pushing back against a couple of people who are in a position of authority who say that this election is not right, even in Wayne County, Michigan?
Because look, I mean, what we're doing here is we're blowing things up so far out of proportion, especially in proportion to what the election actually produced in Wayne County. The Wayne County gap was 322,000 votes. The state vote in Michigan was 148,000 votes. The type of irregularities that they're citing are the type of clerical irregularities that you get in every election. It's called the precinct book, where the precinct book doesn't quite match up with the vote count in each precinct. And sometimes that's because of people make mistakes in checking off a box. Sometimes it's because people come in and they end up not voting. There are reasons for these things, but they happen in every single election. And in fact, in this case, there's a lower level of this than there was in the election 4 years ago. It is not the type of thing that is going to amount to anything that comes even close to challenging the end result in Michigan. And so I'm just going to explain this all the way out, Mike.
You're in the weeds in this. Let me stipulate. Let me give you the argument that it's a long shot, or that there's whatever the logistics or the mechanics can't be overturned. Let me give that to you, and then ask you to react to what one of the canvassers said. After the vote, public comment period began, and dozens of people made personal remarks against me and Mr. Hartman, said Monica Palmer. The comments made accusations of racism and threatened me and members of my family. The public comment continued for over 2 hours. I felt pressured to continue the meeting without a break. In other words, and then late in the evening, she said, I was enticed to agree to certify based on the promise that a full and independent audit would take place. I would not have agreed to the certification, but for the promise of an audit. Ed Morrissey, what about the big picture issue that when they were called racists and they're being bullied and harassed and targeted, and we all saw the video, I can play the clips of the way the mob went after them, you're sort of, I think inadvertently, contributing to the mob trying to shut these people down who are saying, we just don't think this election is right and we don't want to certify. Why call them fools or say they're going rogue?
Because they're trying to disenfranchise 872,000 voters in Wayne County. That would have been the result. That would have been the result had they refused to certify that election. Those votes would not have counted.
You don't think millions and millions of Americans' votes are being disenfranchised by millions of mail-in ballots and thousands of votes? You heard Trevor Noah.
I'm going to tell you, Mike, that the answer to that isn't to disenfranchise an entire county, and especially the county that is the most populous county in Michigan. The answer to this is to take it to court and to adjudicate these things in court.
Trump's
That's
trying.
Where we adjudicate these things.
Yeah, Trump's trying, and I just wonder if the answer here's an email from James. This is interesting. This is in the Rio Grande Valley. James just wrote me a text on the Squad Pod text line. Mike, ask Ed Morrissey Ask him this question and one question only. Does anybody in their right mind believe that Joe Biden got 10 million more votes than Barack Obama, the ultimate rock star of all politicians and beloved by the left? Ed can't possibly believe that. There are million. You know, Ed, you're plugged in like I am. You know how angry people are. You know how people feel. I mean, we're not all going rogue here, are we?
Well, I think that, you know, Donald Trump got, what, 10 million more votes than he got 4 years ago. This is a high turnout election. And on top of that, besides the presidential election, Republicans won in a high turnout election. Right.
I mean, that's what seems so suspicious. All these Republicans had such a red wave down ballot. But isn't it funny that didn't quite work out that way with Joe Biden and Donald Trump? Do you honestly think this election is 100% legitimate and that there was no fraud or shenanigans going on?
Okay, let me break this down into two different answers here. First off, if you were going to have that type of fraud, then Republicans would have lost all the way down the ballot. It is there is no way that Republicans would have gained House seats while they were flooding the system with 10 or 11 million more ballots for Joe Biden. That simply wouldn't have happened. So
your answer is no. You don't think fraud occurred in the 2020 election?
No, I don't know that no fraud occurred, but I don't think that there was any fraud that changed the. I mean, there's instances of fraud in every election.
But they said there wasn't. They said there's no fraud. Ed, they said there's no fraud. Then they said, well,
nobody's saying no fraud.
Well, wait a minute.
What they're saying, though, is that the level of fraud is nowhere near the gaps in the election. Fraud happens in every election. It does.
Right.
People vote illegally in every election.
Right. You and I know that. But initially they said there's no instances of fraud. Then they said, well, there is fraud, but it's not widespread fraud, as Trump is alleging. And now they're saying, well, you're saying there's not enough fraud to overturn the election. And
no,
how much fraud?
That's not what I'm saying, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What I'm saying
okay.
is that the discrepancies that these two cited are nowhere near the level that is required.
No, I got you. You're back to Wayne County. I'm talking the election. Let me play. Maybe you didn't hear this clip. I want to play Trevor Noah, of all people, late night, you know, comic show. Let's listen to Trevor Noah and what he said about the votes that are being discovered in Wisconsin, Georgia, Michigan. Listen to this with me, Ed.
But here's the truth. Whether you agree with Donald Trump or not, you can't deny that discovering thousands of votes weren't counted will definitely make some people doubt the validity of an election, especially if your side lost. I mean, imagine if after Hillary's loss, people found out that Wisconsin didn't count thousands of votes. Liberal Twitter would have lost its mind. So don't be surprised that the MAGAverse is doing it now. And yes, Donald Trump made up these voter fraud claims. I don't deny that. But uncounted ballots, for Joe Biden as well, by the way, and Trump, make Trump look right.
So, Ed Morrissey, who, again, you're my friend, let me ask you final question, final time. Do you understand why so many people doubt the legitimacy of the 2020 election?
Do I understand why people are unhappy about it? Absolutely.
Doubt the legitimacy of it, Ed.
I would say that if they're doubting the legitimacy of this election, they are mainly mistaken. I understand why they feel that way. I agree with what Trevor Noah said. I think that the mail-in ballot issue made it worse. But
okay, yeah, sure did. And it's just hard for people to get their brain around it, wrap their brain around it, Ed. I mean, there's a disconnect here, I guess. Let me quickly take a call for you because I want to get your reaction to all that. But here's the difference, and I appreciated so much Ed jumping on at the last minute like he did earlier today. You know, Ed accepts the status quo and that everything went, you know, pretty much copacetic in 2020. And I just respectfully disagree with that. Ed clearly doesn't feel there was enough to really create, I think, a deep concern about the legitimacy of this election. And based on what I hear day in, day out from many, many of our listeners, that's just not a pretty mainstream view. And I don't even know when you hear Trevor Noah talk about understandable why people are very suspicious when we start finding thousands of uncounted ballots. Something really went wrong in 2020. Now, there are folks like Ed who don't think so. Again, doesn't mean, you know, I don't like and respect Ed. We're just going to have to agree to disagree. If you agree with me, I hope you'll go to MikeOnline.com and click on the Verify the Election banner, the top of the page, sign our online petition demanding that we have free and fair elections. Join us and join millions of other Americans as we demand a fair and legal election. Just go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Verify the Election banner, sign the petition today. Some very sad news to share, especially for longtime listeners of our show who, if you're familiar with our guest hosts over the years, one of the most popular guest hosts has been a very dear friend of mine, Mike Cinto, an Ohio broadcaster. He and I started together in radio about 40 years ago at a little station. And Mike and I have one of the few people that I've stayed in touch with for all these decades. And Mike passed away Monday night of some health conditions that he had been battling. He was 68 years old, way too young, and I'm devastated. I'm so sad, and I just wanted to share that news with you because I know a lot of people who've listened to our show heard Mike guest host for us. He was a character, a great guy, a tremendous family man. He loved his wife, Kathy, and their two children, Carly and Zach. Carly is a special needs young lady, and Mike and Kathy have just done such a magnificent job of loving their family. And in fact, if you're watching the show right now on the stream, you might want to take a look at this. We found a clip from 40 years ago. Listen to this. This is Mike Cinto and Mike Gallagher on the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon in Dayton, Ohio in 1980. You want to see something hysterical? And Mike and I remember this like it was yesterday. We were both so nervous because we were new radio hosts and they invited us on this telethon. And here we were with the also somebody who passed away, the host, Johnny Walker, who was a mentor of mine many years ago in Ohio. But here we were on the telethon. This is from 40 years ago.
Still have not had the 61st phone hookup, which we told you about. We have a special hookup this year. In order for the 61st phone to ring, which will set off a bell, and no matter what we're doing, we'll go to that phone and answer it. The bell hasn't gone off yet. So if that happens this cut out, we'd love it to see if that bell really works. And from WAVI, we'd like to introduce to you Mike Gallagher and Mike Cinto, both from WAVI. I'll talk to the old fella first, then the new guy. Mike, I'm gonna be nice to you. I'm gonna be nice to you. I saw a movie about you just the other day.
Be nice. What movie?
Jaws. It was great, and I loved it. Mike,
did you write that for me?
Yeah, I thought about that for 2 days. That's my best line. That's it.
It's not quite as long as it takes me.
No, they don't get any better than that. You always stimulate a lot of calls in your
office. Anyway, we had the conversation with Mike and with Johnny, and the two of us appearing on the telethon. And I want to share something. I miss Mike already, and he loved our Angel Tree campaign. He was so excited two years ago when we did so well. How about this? I think we're going to hit 3,000 sponsored kids if you want to make a donation in honor of Mike Cinto. If you go to MikeOnline.com, this is the ministry for the children of prisoners in America. There are almost 3 million kids whose parents are in jail. And maybe you might consider making a donation in honor and memory of Mike Cinto, who was a very important part of our show and a good friend of mine for 40 years. If so, please go to MikeOnline.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner. I think we might hit 3,000 sponsored children today. I'm watching the number. It's a really special thing, and I think Mike even has his hand in this right now. So please just go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner, and make a donation, and let's save Christmas for these kids. And our deepest condolences, our thoughts and wishes for God's healing and love to Mike's wife and his beautiful family. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.